Okay, well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our first call of the month where we celebrate wins from the previous month. This is going to be a little bit different this time, but we got a lot of things to be excited about and thankful for.
Exactly. We wanted to be able to have the people that went to Salt Lake City share, because I know that the rest of you that weren't there like us are excited to hear. So we're going to kind of split the two up. We'll do the wins for the week. We'll announce people, but we won't have as much talking in that part. We'll have more in the Salt Lake City Summit part.
In fact,
so let's see.
Yeah. So the top three we're gonna celebrate
for the personal group volume. We usually do the top 10, but to be able to be in the top 10 personal group volume, people need to have at least 2,000 personal group volume points. And so we have three. And Pam and Ron were number one. And they are on vacation. They're on a cruise for a couple weeks. So, yay, Ron and Pam. And then Ruth and Robert Lowe are number two. So, you guys, what would you like to share about your January?
Sorry, we have to unmute you. Hang on. Okay, you're unmuted. Ruth is unmuted.
Good morning. I'm here. Robert and I here. Yeah, January obviously was, for us, was a little bit slower than December. Momentum has shifted a little bit because now we're focusing on how to figure out how to do Japan. It takes a little planning. But I think just going out there to meet new people and hopefully come in February, we'll see the fruit from our activity in January. But that's the way it is with our stuff. It takes, 5 to 6 weeks sometimes for things to come to fruition, for people to be exposed, go through the process, and then make a decision. But for us, our biggest focus is going to Salt Lake, so we're pretty excited about sharing some points from there.
Yeah. Wow, well, congratulations, you guys. And yes, what you said, planting seeds, if we are consistent and persistent, the results will come, just like you showed us in November and December. And, yes, we have shifted to a new comp plan, plus January a lot of times is just, I think, slower because people are recovering from spending lots of money in Christmas. But shifting and planting seeds, but laying the foundation for a great 2017. I know things with our new incentive plan, our new comp plan, everybody we're talking to loves the new comp plan. It's just so much easier. But yeah, we're doing great things, laying the foundation. And number three in the top 10 is Nina Marie. Is she on?
Nina Marie,
Nina Marie? I don't see you. Well, congratulations. She has Angel Wellness, and she is an angel, that's for sure. So top sponsors. Is Carol Patterson on?
No, not yet. Maybe she is. Okay, here we go. Carol, are you on?
Here she is.
Nina.
Okay.
Here's Carol.
No, this is Nina.
Oh, it's Nina. Nina! Oh, yay!
I'm on a different phone. Yeah. I was trying to unmute myself.
There's our angel wellness girl.
You got a new phone.
Yay!
No. This is Greg's phone. My phone was acting up, so I found a solution. The other phone.
Oh,
good morning.
Good morning. So, Nina, share with us. Nina Marie, in the top 10, number three in the top 10. Woohoo!
Well, it's a blessing that we are together and we work together and we make a difference in people's lives, whether we help them financially, physically, mentally, spiritually. We just have many ways of making a difference in people's lives, and that's what keeps me going. I pray every morning to be where I'm supposed to be and help those that I'm supposed to help, and God provides us a vehicle, which is Nikan, to go out there and listen to people's problems and find a solution for them. And there's no better way to live your life than to make a difference in the way you can, and that's why I do what I do.
Absolutely, and you do it so, you just have made a difference for so many people in animals and children, and you are an angel.
Children are definitely people.
Yeah, I know. They're
I think dogs are
special people.
Yeah, they are special. I've been going to the senior places to see some of my friends that are there, and it's just it's kind of cute because I have one friend of mine. I've been seeing her for months, but I never really, you know, took any of the technologies with me to help her. She had a stroke 2 years ago. She's only 51, and her left side is paralyzed. And about 3 weeks ago, her mom was. I went in the senior place, and I walked in, and her mom was rubbing her right leg, and I said, "What are you doing?" She says, "Well, she's got an itch, so I'm rubbing her leg a little bit." And then I thought, I should take up my Mad Duos. I never thought of it before, but I should take up my Mad Duos. And I said, "Well, let me rub your legs." And she says, "Well, I can't feel anything on my left leg." And when I started rubbing her, she could feel the tingling. And she started screaming, and she says, "I haven't felt my leg or my feet in 2 years, and I can feel some tingling going on." So every day that I've been going there every day now, and I put the sleep system on her just the other day and the day before yesterday, and she said last night she slept so good, and she felt very rested when I went to see her yesterday. But she asked me every day when I come, "Can you rub those balls on my legs? Please, just a little bit, because it gets the feeling." So it's pretty awesome that we can make a difference.
That is so awesome, Nina Marie. And I was just reading, you know, that's a whole area that needs more attention. I mean, our seniors, our veterans, oh, my goodness. I mean, we have children, we have animals, we have seniors. We just have so many different groups of people we can reach out and help. And I had just read something that in Japan, senior citizens, the crime rate for senior citizens,
quote unquote crime.
Yeah, right, committing crimes so that they end up in jail. So seniors, people over 65, it rose from something like it had been 7% or something to over 20%. And primarily they're doing it because jail is better than the life that they're living. So, there's just so many people out there that we can help, both with the business opportunity and just ways to feel better. So, yay, Nina.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Nina. You're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, team. We all work together.
Yay, team.
Yes, yay, team.
Yay, team. All right. I'm going to re-mute you again here.
Yes, Carol Patterson, because let's do top sponsors next. And Carol, let's see. She's not the sponsor. She's the grandmother sponsor, right?
Yeah.
So Carol Patterson sponsored Ann Hickey, and Ann sponsored Shelley Sharp. And so the other gals, I don't think we're able to be on. So, Carol, you get to share. So congratulations for having a new person on your team.
Yes, I've actually got Anne Threewaite here.
Oh, yay!
Can you hear me?
Anne, welcome.
Yeah, so you can say hi to Anne.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, we're so excited to have you on. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Happy to be on.
So you want to share a little bit? How did you two get hooked up and... Yeah, so just tell us a little bit about, you know, a minute or something. Tell us about yourself and how you guys.
Okay, thanks. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, they can hear you.
Okay. It must be a bit delayed on my end. Years ago, Carol and I met through parenting groups at our school. She mentioned Negan to me, and I have a sister who was in tremendous amount of pain from fibromyalgia and a few other things, and I went home and mentioned this to my sister, and Jane said, "I will do absolutely anything, it doesn't matter what it is." So Jane did try some products, and the next morning I was a bit worried and afraid to call her, And so finally I got up the nerve to call and say, how was your night? And she said, I slept for 4 hours. And of course I was a little down about that. And she said, Anne, I only sleep an hour at a time.
Wow.
So it was amazing. Yeah, it was amazing. And from there on, we've been hooked to Nikan. And so I'm sort of reestablishing a bit. And particularly when Shelley, I came across Shelley, and she was much similar to my sister. And so Shelley is on track now, and she's had an amazing results with the product. So we're pretty happy.
Well, congratulations, and welcome to our Nikan family. And we have these calls every Saturday, and it would be fun to get to know people more as they, you know, if you could join us, it would be wonderful. So thank you for being on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for the welcome.
All right. So let's see. Who else? Oh, well, we can have Lois Wilburn.
Oh, Lois is on. Yes, Lois has.
Lois Wilburn has a new person in her team. So what would you like to share about that, Lois? And yeah, then we're going to. Well, anyway, you have somebody downline, right? That
yes. one of they're under someone. That's a silver. That's kind of inactive. I mean, she doesn't do as much. But anyway, they always come to me. So, they came by, and it was amazing. The results. Trying the products out, and they decided that they wanted to sign up, and they're going to buy a lot of products this month. But in the meantime, they brought one of their friends who enjoyed the results. Of, and he came in walking very slowly and left out walking fast.
Wow.
So they're excited, and this person knows a lot of people, and we're working. We talked last night, and a lot more people to come. So we're excited about that.
This is going to be a good month, and I know you and I were.
Yeah, he had.
You and I were chatting.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you and I were chatting yesterday a little bit, and I asked if you were going to Japan. Are you excited about going to Japan?
Oh, absolutely. It's so much easier. It's so much less volume now. I was like, wow, I can't believe I did that. Those many years ago, that kind of volume. Anyway, the person wasn't thinking of doing this as a business. He's retired. And when I talked about the deductions, the write-offs. Oh, really? Oh, I really need that.
Wow.
So he's going for it for the business opportunity. I mean, the write-offs and tax advantages.
Wow. What?
Yes.
It's a good thing you mentioned that. And
yeah,
that's something we need to think about every time, because we're just looking for what is the benefit to them. You know, what is the what would be the main benefit, and a lot of times that is really important for people.
Exactly.
That
yes. Yes.
Pay less taxes, huh?
Yes. Save on taxes.
All right. Well, we're gonna read off a list here in a little bit, and a lot more people's names are gonna be on it. So, thank you for digging deep in your group and staying in touch with people and. So his name is what, Frank?
Yes, Frank.
So hopefully, Frank will see the light, and maybe he'll end up going to Japan with you. That'd be fun.
Oh, I'm mentioning everything. I'm reaching Orlando and San Antonio,
yes.
Japan. Yes, of course.
Good deal. Yay, Lois. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, so now one of the things that I got really excited about is the people that are starting out the year qualified as with 500 QPPV, which is one of the requirements to go to Team Kaizen, and Team Kaizen is one of the requirements to go to Japan. So, I mean, it's the requirement. So you have to make Team Kaizen during the year. And there's two ways to do that. One of the ways is to continue. In any event, I think you have to do the 500 points, but or is that not true? Four silvers, develop four silvers in your downline during the year, and you will be qualified for, and do the 500 points every month, and you'll be qualified for Team Kaizen and the trip to Japan in 2018. If Nikken is going to introduce some alternate ways to go, if you win promotions that they're going to bring to us and be in the top two, then they will also qualify for Team Kaizen and that trip to Japan. So we'll get more into that later. So I got real excited when I looked at the list of people who are doing that 500 points, and some of them, most of them were silvers or above, but there are some that are not. And with I think I'll just take time to read off this list real fast, because you'll know some of them, and
you'll be some of them.
So, okay, Pam and Ryan Barnes, Agnes Narciso, Dory Lorden, Carla Cook, Nina Alves, Janet and David Anderson, Sara Bahu, I don't know how to say that name, Larry Thorpe, Becky Dragon, Becky and Steve, Carol Patterson, Karen Willens, Tina Davidson, Gloria Snyder, Marilyn Donahue, Patricia Van Gelder, Ruth and Robert Lowe, Jack and Karen Ensign, Lois Wilburn, Edwina Theory, Nancy Clyde, Bill Cottle, Ruth Kent, Rita Sue Bolton, Joyce Lorden, Nina Greenwood, Cindy Weiss Carver, Carol Ryan, Michelle Bussell, and Margie Galilee, Margie and Robert, and Vivian Sindorf, Kathy Ford, and Debbie Chancellor. So,
hey, you are on the phone today, so congratulations.
So I got excited thinking about us all going to Japan together. That's going to be a heck of a lot of fun.
That would be fun. So we'll put up our pictures and do our affirmations, and we'll all help each other stay on track. All right, so next, you guys, we are going to have the people that went to Salt Lake City share. It was a great event, and we've got several of you. Let's see. We've got Tina Davidson, Becky and Steve Dragon, Marilyn Donahue, Bill Cottle, Ruth and Robert Lowe are on this morning. So let's start with Tina. Tina, what would you like to share? You know, I know there's so many things to share about the summit, but share something, you know, that really touched your heart, was an aha, or something that you know that you're going to implement that would be, helpful to the rest of the team that's on the call this morning. So, Tina Davidson.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, Utah was amazing. I love that Tall Summit. It's just so small that you get to really know everybody. And, of course, the learning opportunities were amazing. I went through all my notes, and I think the one that really caught my eye was Chris Bruce, which is Dave Johnson's son-in-law. he did a class on motivating people. And we all, well, I shouldn't lump everybody together, I'm sorry. I know I struggle with motivating my team. And he said, you really need to figure out what their motivator is. Is it wealth? Is it working by themselves? Is it recognition? Is it teamwork? Is it mastering a skill? Is it the power of the job, the stability, the status, the meaning? He said, once you figure out what motivates them, and then you can talk to them in those kind of words. And the only other part I'll throw out, because I know we have a lot of people, is he said, you have a choice to either lead with a carrot or a stick. Most people choose a stick, and they're running behind trying to get the people to do whatever it is they want them to do. And he said, but if you lead with a carrot, it really motivates people a lot more. And it gave us an example. If somebody wants to lose weight, then a negative stick would be, well, then don't eat more, don't eat sugar. And he said, but a positive carrot would be, think about your new clothes you're going to wear. Mm. And I thought that was really a cool way to look at it. Just to always put the carrot out there. What's the positive about it? What's going to motivate them more than grabbing, you know, the negative, the stick? So that was something I took away. I mean, there was so much, but I learned a lot.
All right.
Japan. Woo-hoo! Going to Japan. Woo-hoo! Yes, you're going to do it.
You know, and that's so true for everything, you know, our spouses, our kids, anybody, the people that we're you know, talking to that might want to come onto our team or want to be customers. It's the carrot or the stick, but carrots, I like carrots lots better. And, you know, finding out what people want and showing them how they can get it. That's awesome. Thank you for that.
Jay, Tina.
Yes, Jay, Tina. All right, Becky and Steve Dragon. Which one of you guys would like to go first?
Let's see.
Good morning.
One of the things that I wanted to share was the breakout session that Carrie Percy did, but I learned that the opt-in on the personal webpage should always be yes. And I had to come home and look at mine, and it was not turned on. So I did do that. And along with that, she showed us on the personal webpage how to go to those personal links to be able to put on Facebook. And so that was huge, too. I had no idea. So the personal webpage thing helped me as far as actual something to do to change. But Valerie Johnson spoke, which was really cool because she doesn't always do that. And I really loved, she said, shift your focus, look beyond. And it reminded me of when I went to a personal program and broke a board. And the way to do that is look past the board. And so it reminded me of that you need to look beyond the mark of what it is that you want. And she said, work will win when wishy-washy wishing won't.
I like it.
So, yeah, that was one that continued to get quoted throughout the weekend. Kim Woodward also spoke, which she doesn't normally, but it was kind of along that same line. She said, don't be afraid to run it your way. So that's what I've got.
Wow. Those are awesome, awesome, awesome. And Jack, how do people raise their hand if they want to, you know, ask somebody that's talking a question?
Okay, just punch 5-star on your phone.
And then Jack will be able to
Steve
see
was going
to
add speaking. One more thing.
Yes, Steve.
Okay, so just like Tina said, there were so many things like there always are. But the one that seems to stand out to me was when Vance Rogers was talking early in the first day. He talked about killing the cows, and to be honest, I don't remember much what he said about that, but he talked about his purpose. He had it written on the board, his purpose and mission up on front. And he talked about your personal purpose in life being like your fingerprint. It doesn't have to be like anybody else's. It's not supposed to be like anybody else's. You're here for your own purpose and to do your own mission. And so I'm usually very self-conscious about that kind of thing. And so that helped me feel better about coming up with whatever I come up with. That's me. I am who I am, and I'm going to be different than anybody else, and I don't need to feel bad or feel self-conscious or anything else about what I feel like my purpose and mission are. So that was awesome.
That is awesome, and I think about that. If God didn't have a special purpose for us, just look at ourselves, for Steve Dragon, for Jack Ensign, we wouldn't have been created. We were created because we have a purpose, because God creates everything perfectly.
And each of us is unique, so yeah, I really like that, Steve. And I like that, you don't feel like you have to be like Mike DiMuccio, or you don't have to be like Ben Woodward, or, you can do it your way, and that's important. In fact, it's, that's the way it's supposed
to be. That's
critical. So, yay!
Yeah, I've always spent way too much time thinking, oh, I wish I was like that.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Yep, I think all of us have. And so, yeah, it's important to realize that we are a unique individual and that that's good, and to express as ourselves. So thank you. Thank you.
Be true to ourselves.
Yep.
Okay, Karen's got a list.
Oh, Marilyn. I've got Marilyn. Marilyn Donahue.
Marilyn is here. I have to tell you, I came home from Salt Lake with 103 temperature, and I'm just getting over it. But it's been wonderful. I started my pie water as soon as I got home, and my friend came over because I couldn't read the thermometer, and I said, taste some of this water. She says, water isn't supposed to have a taste. I says, well, try this. And so I gave her some pie water. She says, this is perfect. It doesn't have any taste. I says, I know. It's awesome. It's pie water. And I says, and I need it because I've been without it for a week. Anyway, it was a cool experience. And she says, how much are they? And I told her, and she says, oh, I think I'm going to talk to Steve and see if they'll buy one. This is Steve, is her husband. Anyway, so I thought, well, that's okay. Anyway, the doctor told me it'd take me 3 weeks to get over, and my temperature's been down for 2 days, and I'm feeling a lot better this morning. So thank you, Nikan. Anyway, what I got out of the conference, Carrie Percy just absolutely turned me on. I thought she was awesome. And the one thing that really stuck with me, and she said, I think she said she got on the subway or on the train or something, and she got 200 cards to give to her brother because she wasn't going to do it. She was just going to help her brother. And I thought, I could go to get on the train in Chicago and find 200 people, I'm sure, and get some clients that way. And that really motivated me. I thought, oh, gee, I can do that. I can talk to people. And that's my big fear is, how do I say things? What do I say? And I was so excited by her. And I thought, if I can just be that excited, because I am excited about the products, then they'll take care of themselves. So that's my nugget. And I like the wishy-washy one, too.
Yay, awesome. That is so awesome, Marilyn, and I'm glad you are feeling better.
NACAN is amazing. It's just getting into the sleep system and taking the water just was amazing.
Yeah, sleep helps you to heal, and the water helps you to heal. And if you've got some of the Jade Green Zion or the immunity, I mean, they're all awesome.
By the way, the new KVP is awesome. We got it yesterday.
Yeah, it is. So good, you guys. Yum. Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll talk about that just a little bit before we end the call.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Marilyn.
Okay, next, Karen's got on the list.
Bill.
Now I need to find Bill. There you are.
Okay.
You're open, Bill.
Good morning. Wow, what an exciting call so far. I guess my thought to everybody is that you can't experience the summit vicariously. You've got to be there. And so make that a goal for next year for sure. But the things that I jotted down here that stood out is the testimonials, all of the stories. I mean, in just a couple of days, you hear so many stories, which help you, of course, remember what, you know, I wrote down names of people every time in the margins of my notes. I was writing down names of people I needed to get in touch with because of stories that were being told. The product demos, Brody's the master at doing product demonstrations, getting the audience engaged and involved. And so it's always fun to get recharged and going back to some of the basic demos that we've done in the past. The other thought that I had, the third thought, was the business savvy, all of the things that you learn, everything from the opening comments of Ben Woodward, why Neekin, why Active Wellness, why now? As has been mentioned, Chris Bruce did a beautiful job on a couple of presentations. Carrie, again, talking about how she's built her business. That is huge. And then, of course, within the breakout sessions, which is unique to this event of all other Neekin events, is that they do workshops, so you have to it's a tough decision. It's nice if you have your significant other to split with because you can go to two different things. But there's just, every hour there's three choices. And so you have to choose, you know, whether you want to attend one session over another. And all of those breakout sessions are just down to earth. Everybody that's asked to present is giving personal stories and experiences and creating a vision and a dream in your mind as to how you, when you go back home, can step it up a notch for your own business. So I think my thoughts are is set your goal. We're going to Japan, but we're also going to all go to the summit in Salt Lake next year.
All right, and Orlando along the way.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, all of them. You got to hit them all three. There's three biggies and Japan.
I love it. And, you know, you brought that's such an important point. Every time, just like on this call, every time we share testimonials, stories, somebody that we helped, some way we helped ourselves, you know, everybody, all you guys on the call, be sure to take notes. And another thing when you're at events is get the person, the other consultant, their card, you know, what their testimony or what their product experience was or something. So that, you know, you have more people that you can do three-way calls with. Because just like you're saying, Bill, you know, every time I hear those stories and testimonials, I think of people to share with. And so, you know, that's one of the big, big benefits of going to the events and one of the big benefits of, like, being on these calls is we just kind of motivate each other and we have these tips we can share with other, we can call somebody up and say, hey, Aunt Mary, you know, I just heard about how Nana Marie was rubbing these magnetic magduos on the person's leg, and, you know, they can feel it. They had a stroke, and they haven't felt it for 2 years, so let's try it on your leg. And, you know, so it just really helped us. So thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, Ruth and Robert Lowe, you are next, and you guys
have Team Kaizen.
You have
woohoo! You guys are going to Team Kaizen this year, so you're going to be our motivators, man.
Well, and they had a big part. I think Ruth spoke at least three times.
Right, spoke on stage at the summit, and you had two of the breakout sessions. So, yeah. So, what would you like to share about the summit?
Well, I have to agree with Bill Cotto. You've got to make it a point. It's a wonderful event. And just like Tina said, it's really intimate, and that's what makes it really special. But just you feel like you're with family. And there's a few things that we have pages of notes, but one of the things that was different this year, we had a Friday night dinner, And it was a buffet, so we had round tables. And then during dinner, they gave the mic to, I think it started with Dave first, and then we were allowed from the audience to ask three questions, and then he would turn the mic to the next person. So we got to ask Dave Johnson, Dennis, actually, and Rick Murphy, and Ben Woodward, and Herb Rapp, and so it was really cool. It took some time, but we were able to ask them three questions, and that was really nice. One of many highlights, but loved the breakout sessions. I enjoyed speaking with them too. I mean, just to be able to talk to the familiar faces and just help them understand the different things that we did is really pretty exciting. But Ben Woodward made a comment. Ben Woodward also got to Team Tyson, and he had seniors, but he had a different technique. He had people start working it and gathering customers and gathering orders before they actually signed up, because he said when they self-identified as a business builder, he said, okay, well, why don't you go, let's get you with some customers first. And he said he gave them about a week, and they'd go out, and he would talk with them, whatever, and his prospects. And by the time the person signed up, they had $1,500 worth of orders, and so they became senior on day one. And we thought, wow, that's a really interesting concept. You know, many times they want to do the self-identity, they want to do the business, but then we're like, okay, now we got to go find customers. Ben did it a little bit differently. He said, okay, before I sign you up, let's go gather some customers now, and let's work on that. And so by the time they're ready, and he said, I gave him about a week. He said, sometimes people took a little bit longer, but I gave him a week, and then, and he said it didn't work for all of them, but two or three of them, that's the way it worked. I thought that's really an interesting concept. So, I mean, it's no different than when we used to do the Entrepreneur Club. We'd always, like, talk to people and get things going, but the minute the first order hit, that's when the clock starts ticking. So I think it's a great concept, and that's how he was able to get his seniors done on the first day when they signed up. So,
yeah, I really like that. And now with our new comp plan, I think that's a really good way to really good way to do it. And you know, maybe thinking about ways to say, you know, let's invite some of your friends over to your house and we'll show them these products or just, you know, ways to help them like that. Or, you know, who do you think would like the products? Who do you think would, and let's talk to them, you know, go see them with your new person. But I really like that they have, the day they sign up, they have the 1500. So now they would be executive, right? No, what is it?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. And then the clock starts ticking, and they have, you know, 1 to 3 months to do another 4,500. But that's so doable. So that's really
exciting. That's really exciting because, okay, so now because you can accumulate for the 3 months, they go
silver.
The 6,000. So you'd have they'd have the 1,500 because they just joined and they became an executive. And so they could count, that could be their first month, and they'd have two more months to get the rest of the $4,500, and they could be silver. Silver. That's great here. Wow, I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get clarity on that, because I think that's really good.
The biggest thing coming out of Salt Lake was Mike Dimitri said is the big decisions are made. And, you know, we definitely hear that the big events are key. But this event at Salt Lake, you know, last year we were in a whirlwind because of all that was going on with the price changes and people leaving. This year was solid. Everybody that was there were there last year and know that this year is so much better. And so just knowing that, and this year people were making, they left knowing what their next step was, knowing that they wanted to go to Japan. And I think that is fabulous because that's why we go. We go to be fed. And definitely our hearts and our souls were definitely fed. So,
going to Japan as a team is going to be so much more fun, you guys. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Is Robert there? Did Robert want to share something?
Sure.
So I went to the Mike Dimitrio breakout. He
talks about is creating a movement with his active wellness tool. So I think we should just leverage that and also just go do it.
I love it. And Gloria Snyder's doing one today. Yay, Gloria. So everybody, you can, if you want to ask anybody that spoke a question or if you want to have a comment, you could raise your hand by doing *5 and do that here quickly. I'm going to make a couple of announcements. We have had some action items here the last few weeks that I sent out, so keep doing those. We'll talk about those some more next week. We'll talk some more next week about, you know, building, getting into action, talking to people, bringing them on board, you know, helping them be executive and then on to silver. Today at 8 a.m. Pacific time, Dr. Ash, Dump the Doc, she's going to be talking about the new KVB with the moringa and the monk fruit for sweetener, and it's 100% organic now except for the MTC oils, and they haven't been able to source that as organic yet. But we got ours yesterday. Lois got hers yesterday. And it's yummy, you guys. It's really, well, we got the chocolate, so I don't know about the vanilla. I bet it's good, too, but the chocolate is phenomenal. It's very, very good. And so anybody have a question or a comment?
Five star. Let us know. All right.
You guys are totally awesome. Congratulations to everybody. And, you know, for last month, the top sponsors, the top retailers, the top the top personal group, volume leaders, everybody that's on board for Team Kaizen, and there will be other ways, as Jack mentioned, to be on Team Kaizen. But, you know, working together, wow, you know, this is going to be a phenomenal year. Just like you're saying, Ruth, I really think you can feel the solidarity and the confidence that everybody's got, and it's going to be a great year. So, yay!
Tina Davidson.
Tina has her hand up. Your line's open, Tina.
Hi. Yes, I just have a quick question. Ruth, in your last thing you were talking about, Ben made the comment about having them go executive right as they start. But then there was a comment that was made afterwards that I'm a little confused about. If a person gets the $6,000 points, but they can't do it on their own, right? I mean, they can't, even if it's all retail sales, can they qualify for silver if they do 6,000 retail points on their own?
No. They used to have to, minimum two legs, primary leg and secondary leg. But I was just saying,
that's awesome.
Once they have 1,600, they only have 4,500 points to go.
A third
of the way there to get to silver.
Right.
You got to have two teammates at least, minimum two.
Gotcha. Okay. I thought maybe they maybe that was a new little thing too. So, all right. Thank you so much.
And actually,
Jeff Isom went over that. So if you have somebody that primarily likes to retail the products, but they do want to be silver, he showed that those two legs that you need to have can actually be pretty darn small, and you'd still we can go over those numbers with you, Tina. But he used, like, you could have, you know, two directs or two executives. You could have two people on your team, and they could have done as little as, like,
well, that's smaller.
Yeah, $100.
Yeah. You just need that.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
One has to be primary and one has to be secondary.
So that'll actually work that way, and we can go over those numbers so that you can visualize it, so that you can see it. And the other thing is maybe you do have some people that are really doing well, so, you know, we can do the different scenarios. But, yeah, so if you've got a person that primarily wants to, you know, maybe they want to sell online, they want to retail, they can still get to the silver level. So pretty cool.
All right. Does anybody else have a comment or a question? Just five star. Okay. Here's
Steve
Dragon's line.
You're open.
Yeah, we were just wondering, could you tell us again real quick how you get on that call with Dr. Ash?
Oh, yes. You go to theroyalalliance.com, and then you see it says Nikan Live. And when you click on Nikan Live,
It's not a Nikan Live.
There's two choices. There's Nikan Live and there's Nikan Connection. And so it's the Nikan Connection. Does that make sense?
Yep. Okay, yep.
Yeah, so you go to royalalliance.com and you see Nikan Live, but then when you click on that, there's two choices, and it's Nikan Connection. Yeah, so that's
Thank
pretty
you.
Cool. That is a great call. So, yay, team. Yay, everybody. Congratulations for a great January and on to a fantastic February in 2017. So there's a whole lot of you on today. And, yeah, yay, team. Woo-hoo.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Great weekend. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.